This your boy Thacker Jones, and you tuning in to the Frocast on NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website, period. This is the Frocast, episode 114. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. You better watch your bitch.
Control your bitch.
I'm sorry. Control your bitch, watch your bitch. Watch your girl. Get your chick. What you about to say?
I said all of that.
All of that, man. Sitting there with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. See, I forgot my a.k.a. that fast. But I'm going to go with a.k.a. the black, damn it, man, I forgot, man. It's King Germ in the building, man. Episode 114, man.
Yeah, I mean, we starting off raggedy in the motherfucker. Along with King Germ, I got GQ Blue. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, it's your boy GQ Blue, a.k.a. Ferragamo Guevara, a.k.a. No Plantains Needed, a.k.a. the black Tyrion Lannister, a.k.a. the black Charles Xavier. A.K.A. the Pink and Rain Purveyor Peace. What's up, everybody?
Good Lord. You add like two more every week, don't you?
Mm. Hey, I just saw X-Men today, and I'm pretty pumped about it.
Hey, pause. Wasn't that fucking movie great?
Hey.
Spoiler alert.
All of them die.
Oh. And.
There's no way.
And I saw my boy Apocalypse. I'm pumped. I'm fucking excited as shit. I can't wait. It's all good shit.
Incredible.
And my man Tyrion was up in there too.
Hey, it was weird seeing Tyrion like without talking with an accent and with the, I couldn't take him seriously at all, man. But it was hilarious. But that was a great fucking movie. I mean, the last two X-Men movies have been great movies. I'm not a comic head at all, but I really enjoyed the movies, man. Really enjoyed. I went seeing Friday by myself. You know, $25. You know,
Jesus
what I'm
Christ.
Wait, by yourself?
Dog, listen, it was $10.75 to get in, $10.25 to get in the bitch. Might have been $10.75. It was one or two. And you know what I'm saying? To get in. Damn, that's just to get in. You know, I'd already hit the dollar store before I went, so I had me a nice bag of goobers and gummy worms in my pocket. But you know, you gotta get that popcorn, the smell was fucking grabbing me. Plus I wanted to mix it in with my goobers. So I got, you know, the popcorn is $7, $8, $9. And they was like, well, you got a combo. With the you get the drink and the popcorn, and for 50 cents more you can get a refillable drink. So I'm like, shit. So how much is that? Oh, $13. God damn. You know what I'm saying?
But see, ain't that a bitch though? You can go right now to TGI Fridays and get 2 for $10, get an appetizer and a meal and a drink for $10. You paying $13 for some popcorn? That's atrocious, though.
And the drink. Yeah, they said movie theaters have 1,000% markup in concessions. That's where they make their money as concession stands, and that's ridiculous. So, you know, Nick, I watched something about, they was doing an expose about movie theaters, and they was talking about how, you know, you sitting in the dark, it might be rats and all kinds of shit just running up under you, and, you know, they said it's just disgusting, man. They check the chairs, like, some movie theaters said they're not required by law to clean the chairs, man. So think about that, people. Yes, they're not required by law to clean the chairs in movie theaters. So think about that.
Hey, and for all you popcorn eaters, if you go to the rush hour to early popcorn, don't eat that.
That's
and
the first popcorn.
If you go to the last movie, don't eat that.
Yes.
It's the same popcorn.
Yep.
That first popcorn, dude, when I worked there, that was the last time I ate popcorn. It was like, I said, we had a bin full of it. I was like, all right, so what do we do with the popcorn? You're just going to put that in that trash bag over there and put it in the back. And then tomorrow when you come in, you're going to put it right back in there. I was like, That's what they do, bro. It's the same popcorn.
Well, I'm glad the X-Men was worth me sitting in that rat trap, germ infested piece of shit.
Yes.
Because the last two movies I saw were horrible.
Which
were? Neighbors, that was shit, and Godzilla was horrible too.
Oh my, you actually went and seen that? I mean, Blue, man, listen, man, some movies are worth the download. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be honest.
Hey,
look, that, and if you're not going to download GQ Blue, I know you're a man of the community. Since you're a man of the community, go holler at the neighborhood bootlegging man that's selling 2 for $5.
I would have did that, but that wasn't my pick. I picked Neighbors. Q picked Godzilla, and we took an L on both. Real talk. I wasn't.
She does no wrong in my eyes, man. She got two master degrees, dog. Sorry. I'm going with her on this.
Damn. Well, for the millions and millions of Nappy Afro fans, yeah, don't go see neither of them damn movies. They was trash.
Go see X-Men, though.
Yeah, go see X-Men.
Definitely.
I might try and catch that one this weekend. I don't do over the weekend, so I was like, I'll wait till it cool off a little bit. But I don't think this was going to cool off. Nah, this is going to be the movie, so.
I still haven't seen Spider-Man yet, but I mean, I'm sleeping.
It's good.
I ain't seen that one either.
Yeah, it's
kind of weird seeing Jamie up there, but after that set scene, it's good.
Okay.
Is Jamie Foxx the black Johnny Depp?
Heck no.
Like, he has the talent to do roles, but he always picked them weird-ass roles. It's just not quite all the way right.
Jamie's still, you know, he's not an actor. He's an actor. He's not an actor.
He got an Oscar.
I mean, come on, man. Hey, everybody, come on. I'm not going to downplay his Oscar, but he fucking played Ray fucking Charles. I mean, come on, man. That's not Oscar worthy. That shit didn't move nobody. That wasn't fucking Alonzo. That wasn't motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Come on. That
no shoe unit.
Know,
there was no yeah, shooting
yeah,
over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you didn't. That wasn't your Charlize Theron and Monster. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't. It didn't move me. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't. You know who won this year? Who won this year?
Shit, that's be easy territory. I have no idea.
Hey, who's Thunder? Where's the Thunder in it?
GQ House.
That's me.
Oh man.
Well, what's up? We got to tell the people why we're doing this show. We don't have a lot of topics for you. We actually have one fucking topic. One topic this week. We were almost not going to do a show. I mean, the Heat playing, ain't shit else really newsworthy. But we had to talk about this because this there's levels. Hashtag levels to this shit. T.I. stepped to Floyd Money Mayweather over Tiny. Like, to fight. So the backstory of this goes, the way Floyd explained it, is that apparently him and Tiny are cool. Him and her best friend Shekinah are cool. So they all hang out and all this shit. And apparently they was at a fight party and he took a picture with Tiny there and Tiny put it up on her Instagram and the caption was nothing like being surrounded by the best ever, real championship. So T.I. took offense to that shit. And I guess instead of stepping to his chick, he stepped to Money. So he saw Money out, he stepped to him, like, yo, we need to step outside and talk for a minute. And Floyd, like, what the fuck you talking about? He's like, so let's go outside. They go outside to talk. Apparently, they had words, you know, and Floyd was like, yo, for real, there's nothing between me and your girl. We just cool. Mm-hmm. I ain't never kissed her. I ain't never done nothing with her. We ain't never slept together. It's nothing. So cool. That incident is over. Then apparently T.I. sees him again. This time, I think he was at Fatburger. Mm-hmm. He saw him at Fatburger and then he stepped to him again. Yo, we need to step outside and talk. And at that point, Money said, fuck that shit. You need to get the fuck away from me with that bullshit.
Insecure ass shit.
So that's what jumped it off. The T.I. tried to quiet it down. I'm talking to you. Well, do the T.I. voice, Jern. I'm talking to you. There ain't no reason for you to get loud.
And now, homeboy, I'm talking to you, homeboy. Ain't no reason for you to get loud with all this. It seems presumptuous. See, what you got to understand is
you a dog hollering at the moon, playboy.
Yeah, you would never be able to see me. I understand you the champ. You the champ. You the champ player. I mean, all respect. But no, I mean, I don't know in that situation. Like, I mean, it's all right. I mean, you married. I'm married. Like, if I see my wife flexing and talking about some other nigga, you know, I'm not running to the nigga. I'm running to her. Like,
that's why it levels. This is why we're doing the show, because we married. GQ might as well be married.
Damn, he's common law married. He better check his. He better check the legislature in his state.
I mean, that ring came with that second master.
Yeah. Yeah, you better be like, oh, I spent too much time in one spot. Oh, damn, we common law married. But yeah, go ahead.
It's a done deal. So the question is, for you real niggas, since we ain't got the real nigga quotes.
Yeah.
If your chick, first of all, I guess we need to go in order, right? So if your chick is talking about some guy, some kind of way that you think is disrespectful, do you step to him or do you step to the girl first?
Never step to the dude. Because that makes you look bad. I mean, unless it's like, for instance, I mean, you got to check your girl, man, because your girl is the reason why. Like, you know what I'm saying? The only deciding factor in this was Tiny. Like, if I got to tell you in New York, leave my girl alone. I tell you in Vegas, leave my girl alone. Your girl, like, your girl coming to my, why is your girl at my mama's house? You know what I'm saying? Why your girl posting pictures of, you know what I'm saying, with my team on Instagram? trying to make you jealous. You know what I'm saying? And so jealousy almost got your ass knocked the fuck out. Now, luckily, T.I. did get knocked out. He ain't run up on Floyd. Nobody, you know, it didn't come to fisticuffs like everybody thought it would. Because rumors were swirling. What day was this? Monday or Sunday or some shit like that?
It was something like
Sunday morning.
It was Sunday morning, yes.
Like early morning, Sunday morning.
Sunday. And T.I. was on Instagram with his hand wrapped up like he hit somebody.
Yeah.
He hit somebody. It wasn't Floyd, apparently.
Mm.
So if... I got to agree with you, Jerm. This is definitely a situation you need to check with your girl, because it should have been clear after the first time. Don't go with that nigga. Don't be fucking with that nigga. I don't want to see you with that nigga. This shit needs to stop. The message should have been loud and clear. You shouldn't be at his mama house the next time this shit go down.
Okay, what kind of party? Like, oh, it was his daughter. Then you talking about some, you at his daughter's birthday party. Man, nah, man. Like, I just... And then you just looking like real groupie-ish. And this shit is like, come on, you my girl. Like, you can't be out there looking like a groupie.
Can we add the last bit of fuel to it before we go to GQ?
Go ahead, man.
They're allegedly separated during this shit.
Oh, my God, man.
According to Floyd, he's like, they separated or whatever, but I would never mess with her. She's still married.
Why you know all the business, though, man? That's what I want to know. Like, why you know all the business? Like, that's
hashtag
like,
levels.
I mean, come on, man. Like, so somebody in your ear chatting, you know what I'm saying? Like, why you in my business? And, you know, so yeah, you got to check time, man. But Blue, what would you do in this situation, man?
I mean, I'm gonna follow my big bro Jermo over there. I'm not about to go and check that, man. You know, I think that shit on T.I.'s age, because one, that's gonna be straight bad anyway. This is the age of Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram. Gonna be memes and all kind of stuff. I mean, you run up. I mean, you just look. You don't look like the king, T.I. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
Not only that, T.I. has got priors. Like, you just barely escaped last time. So the last thing you need to do is get caught on tape with an assault. That's not
and let's be all the way real. It's Tiny. I don't remember the last time Escape been hot. I don't remember the last time Tiny been hot. Literally or figuratively.
Right, T.I. gonna
come see you, bro. And y'all broke up.
T.I. gonna come see you, bro. Excuse me, homeboy. I think you need to watch the words that you are saying about my queen.
Mm. Hey, but they say what happened was, they say when Floyd said to check your control your bitch, that's when T.I. went and swung on him.
Well, of course, those are the words.
But my thing is, I shouldn't even have to. It should never got there. You know what I'm saying? Because especially like in Superstars, like if we famous, like my girl, you ain't gonna be nah. You ain't chilling with nobody, man. Like fuck that. Like you hanging with girls and that's man. Then you know like all these superstar niggas. Nah, you not hanging around them, man. Because that's the first thing.
But also too, I mean like we already know T.I. ain't faithful. So if you already not faithful and it's Tiny and y'all already you know halfway broke up, what's the point?
Mm.
Yeah, but you know how that go, man. You can't just because I cheat don't mean you can cheat.
Yes, like niggas, like I said, niggas would cheat all day on their girl. But as soon as their girl start cheating, that nigga at his homeboy house crying to him, man, she cheating. He feeling bad. And your homeboy looking like, damn, bro, but you just fucked a girl over my house like last week. Like, it's right. All good until your girl start cheating.
True.
It's all good until your, and then like, I don't have any sympathy. Well, I ain't going in there because who knows.
Don't do it. So we already know, we all agree on the first part of it. You got to check your girl before some shit like
that. Got to check your girl.
Now, in a situation where whatever happens, let's say Floyd was flat out disrespecting Tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it wasn't even that situation. Y'all were just at the party, and you thought something happened, and you said something to him, and then he immediately goes, man, get that bitch out of my face, or some shit like that. Floyd is the boxing champion, boxing god. You might as well call him the boxing god. Dude, barely been touched. You know, pause. In the ring. His record is 46-0. 26 knockouts. And this man that says something, he about, what, 4 inches taller than you? T.I. is about 5'5"?
T.I. allegedly is 5'9", with a heart of a 6'4".
Where?
He's 5'9", with a heart of a 6'4", nigga.
He 5'9", where?
I'm just telling you what the man said. Then he said 5'9", he said he's 145 pounds. Because he's at 145, and I'm out of your weight class.
All right, so
he's 5'9", 145 is what he's saying.
All right.
So imagine that, people, a 5'9", 145 pound guy.
They the same dude. They the same height.
That's a very slammable guy. Now, that's just a slammable guy. Now, we're not saying now. One is a trained rapper. One is a trained fighter.
Right.
One daddy is a fighter. One uncle is a fighter. I mean, you know, I mean. So
if he's disrespecting your chick,
listen,
step to him.
No, I got to
fighter.
It doesn't matter. I mean, listen. Sometimes it doesn't matter if you let me. Okay, I'm gonna go on record right now, people. See, this is the problem right now. I'm gonna solve all the motherfucking the crime problem right now with this one motherfucking statement. It doesn't matter if you win or lose the fight. Just don't be scared to fight. Period. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up in you winning or losing. You know what I'm saying? I have more respect for a nigga that try to fight and lose every time than a motherfucker that's scared to fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, so people, if you get to a fight with somebody and you lose, so what? Shake it off. Get up. You got more respect just for you get more respect from the nigga that just because you fought him. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. Somebody know he can whoop your ass. I mean, shit. But you stood up to him. And he might, you know, next time he gonna stall you out, man. So there it is, people. But yeah, I'm running up on Floyd. I mean, I know he gonna knock me out. Hopefully I can get a quick one in. Like, bam, you know, I catch him quick. I mean, Suge Knight got knocked out, people. Let's not forget, Suge got knocked out. And yep. Suge had a good run for like 15 years of being untouchable.
And why was he untouchable? Because nobody tried him.
Nobody
tried that motherfucker. And except if nobody tried him, it was over.
Yep. Right. Suge getting slumped now, man. Like,
I'm talking about again. Like
yeah. He on fucking Arsenio Hall threatening. Who was that he was threatening? Talking about
Kendrick Lamar.
No, it wasn't. Kendrick and Brian, the guy from fucking Brian Williams, something. You better name Arsenio as a top late night host or whatever, some show or something. I was just like, Suge, how the mighty have fallen, man. You went from being a real thug to a damn late night TV show. Security guard, bouncer, I don't know, man.
Ridiculous. This is bad. I gotta agree with Jerm again. I mean, there was a lot of talk. I've seen people talk about this. I've heard people talk about it. And hey, the joke commonly is, if I hear him disrespecting you, you ain't hear it either, because I showed it. Like, niggas is willing to not get into a fight just because they know they're gonna take the L. If anything, Floyd is the one that you would fight. You
thank
can't
you.
Go get shot.
Thank you. Exactly. And then my whole thing is this. If I lose to Floyd, how can somebody say something to me? Like, oh, that's why you got your ass whooped by Floyd Mayweather. Me and 46 other niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, and? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I lost to Floyd Mayweather. You lost to the dude on the corner. Like, so what? Like, come on, man.
There's a certain amount of this where I feel like, you know, sometimes you're just too old for the bullshit.
Yes.
But it should have stopped. You too old for that shit to even get to that point.
In public?
Yeah, oh. It shouldn't even got there. But you know what, man? I'm out this bitch. I ain't got time for this bullshit.
You in
but
Vegas,
now, yeah,
you know,
but
run that city. Like, why are you doing this? Like, you going to jail, T.I. If anybody go to jail, they're going to take your black ass because you out of bounds. That's Floyd City, but go ahead.
A nigga's not going to take an L when he drives up in a Bugatti. It's not going to happen. So you should have known better. I give you props for stepping to him and deciding to swing once he called your girl out. That's real nigga shit. But you ain't got a box.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Floyd is a trained boxer. You better tackle that motherfucker, man.
Trained fighter, not a boxer. Just a fighter. Like, and then I heard people on the internet talking about, man, what if T.I. would have got him? You know, it's different than fighting in the ring. This is the streets. Motherfucker, so what do you mean by that? Like, I don't understand that. Like, a street fight different from real fighting. Okay. So you don't think Floyd know how to street fight? If the nigga can fight, like, I mean, I can't wrap my mind. Like, people was actually saying T.I. might would have beat Floyd. They about the same size. T.I., he might be nice with his hands. Man, listen, man. T.I. might punch Floyd in his stomach and Floyd gonna laugh because he gonna be like, man, I do a fucking 1,000 sit-ups a day. You know how hard my motherfucking abs is, nigga? Like, what are you, like, I'm not saying he a super nigga. I'm just saying, like, the nigga is not an average fighting nigga. Like, professional fighters versus a regular street fighter, come on, the man is technical. You got the street fighter that's throwing wild punches. Floyd, I'll be honest, T.I. might not even land a punch on Floyd. Floyd got good defense. Like, what are you talking about? Like, real fighters can't even hit him. You think a street fighter, he gonna be like, what? You know.
Gotta take it straight to the streets, man. You gotta start throwing shit.
Yes, you have to fight Floyd dirty. Like, you're not gonna be able to, I mean, you know, if he was about his same size, like, you know, a guy like, you know, 200 pounds, Mike can wrestle with him. You know what I'm saying? You know, you might have a chance that way. But stand up straight, throwing the ones with him,
nah. Nah, it's not what you do.
But so,
But for all those stated reasons, so isn't T.I. kind of winning right now?
I mean, he threw a punch at the King. He ain't get hurt. He clocked somebody in that video. So he look hard for doing that shit. Pause. Everybody talking about he stood up for Tiny. He went up and went a real trained fighter, the best in the world, and he ain't got no black eye for it. I mean, I feel like the nigga winning. I feel like I see all kind of memes talking about T.I. winning and hit Floyd Mayweather, and y'all wasn't talking about your girl on Twitter. I mean, I feel like the dude winning.
He's the black Donald Sterling in this situation. You can't start the shit and then try and give yourself credit for ending it. You started the shit. You brought the shit up. You brought it to his face twice. You know what I'm saying? To try and make it happen. And then, of course, you go swing at this point. You know, you had to know you're not going to reach Floyd. It's six or seven niggas around y'all that all weigh 300 pounds each. Yeah. You're not going to reach them. So you just going out now and making it look good. But I don't think he's winning at all.
Hey.
If you was about your business, you shouldn't have got to that point.
He's winning and losing. He's winning and losing. He's looking like a sucker, insecure nigga on one side. Then on the other side, he looking like, oh, this nigga stood up for his wife because nigga called his wife a bitch. He swung on the heavyweight champion. Like, he was the realest nigga. Like it's both sides. It's like a, you know, he's about to break even, I'm saying, in the court of public opinion. Because, you know, like I said, he stood up for his wife. But you went and approached a nigga that possibly could have been screwing your wife, that you think might have been screwing your wife. So it's like you don't get points for doing both of them. You know what I'm saying? Well, you get points, but they negate themselves.
Real insecure on that shit. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, GQ, would you step up? Would you go ahead and challenge the boxing champion for saying something slick about Q?
It was about Q. I probably wouldn't have swung, but I would have stepped to him though.
You gonna have to swing. This nigga's a fighter. There's no conversation.
So buddy in the lunch line come up and say, well, hey Q, you know, buddy in lunch line from school.
Tap on the ass too.
Yeah,
hey. You said buddy in the lunch line, you didn't say Floyd Mayweather. That's two different stories.
Okay, I mean Floyd, not even Floyd Mayweather. Let's just say a boxer, let's say Zab Judah. Let's say Zab Judah. Zab Judah approach your girl. Yo, what's up, man? He give you that fake ass New York shit. Yo, what up, man? Louise on the ass. Yo, what up, shorty? You know, Brooklyn in the house. Boom. What you doing?
Well, since you said Zab Judah, and I probably got like 80 pounds on that nigga.
Hold on. I'm going to make it even better. You don't say nothing. She don't check the nigga. Then what you do?
Levels. Hashtag levels.
We fighting, and then we talking in the car. That's a fight and a car ride conversation.
You fighting the dude?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. My girl is supposed to know how shit works. I shouldn't have to intervene on that. She should have been checked him. As soon as he rolled up on her, she's like, nigga, don't you see my dude standing right here? What the fuck's wrong with you? That should have been the proper response.
But to me, I feel like the natural progression is if dude rolls up on Q, she don't say shit, and then I don't check him, I try to check her. Natural progression, especially with, you know, 2014 niggas, is to try to pose for the crowd and say some slick shit and try to egg me on. He probably gonna try to push me. Because at that point, if he ain't say shit and I gotta look weak in front of him and the crowd, depending on who's there, he's probably gonna try to put hands on me, like a little push up, like, oh, I ain't gonna do shit. So, you know.
That's why you and your girl gotta have these conversations, man. Cause dudes are gonna try to chick just to get you out.
That's the real conversation. That's the real part of this. You gotta know your chick or your woman before any of this even happened. This needs to be established well before y'all start going out in public and going to any kind of environment where some scandalous shit can happen.
Yeah, you gotta know, like, she can't be acting out mousy. Like, if a dude roll up on her, she shouldn't be turning around and saying, baby. You need to check him real quick, put him in his place, give him a chance to breathe. Because if he goes again and disrespects you, now we got a problem. That's how this shit's supposed to work. Speaking of, fellas, if you walk up, I think we said this on another one of the Frocasts. If you see a chick that you know in the mall and you walk up to her, she with a dude, introduce yourself to the goddamn dude first. Don't just disrespect that dude and start talking to the chick.
Man, let a nigga come. Man, what? You better not introduce yourself to nothing. You better keep it fucking moving. Say, oh, when you see her at work or wherever you know her from, next time you see her, like, yeah, I see you chilling with your boy the other day. Yeah, that's what's up.
I'm talking about if this is a nigga that's gonna be bold enough to say something. If he, oh shit, it's Q, and she's like, oh, at that point, he needs to acknowledge
the it is, like you said, I don't want to.
So if you in the mall with the queen, and the dude that she know from work walk up, one of them goddamn doctors, and she acknowledges him back from across the mall or whatever the fuck it is. Hey, and he finally comes up to y'all.
Hey, you know, he come up and he speak and she be like, oh yeah. And she, and you know what? I still say, your boyfriend in the mall. Yeah, I still say something to her. Like, you know, don't let it go. Like, I don't think that shit cool because I don't want to know your coworkers. I don't give a fuck about none of them niggas.
No, I agree with that. But now, if he comes up to you, what's the proper protocol? Y'all face to face now.
He speak and then I still be looking at him like, yeah, motherfucker, whatever.
But he's supposed to talk to you first or her first.
You better talk to her first because you don't know me, nigga.
Oh, no. So if you saw somebody...
I would feel funny. I feel like, why you coming to talk to me? You don't know me. Like, you know my wife, so she introduced me to you. Don't you come talking to me, nigga, because I feel like you got something up. Like, oh, you a little sly nigga. You trying to... What you trying to be buddy-buddy with me for, nigga? We ain't BFFs. Like, I don't... You know, hey, so...
I would feel like that.
That's the way I would look at it. Like, oh, this nigga... Come up being all nice,
nigga. That sounds awkward as shit. It's just some dude I don't even know, but you know, come up to me. But like you said, as long as you acknowledge me, period. Now, if you just come up to me and you know, talking to my girl, and then like I ain't even there now, then we got a problem.
That's what I'm saying. If you coming up and you happy to, if the dude is happy to see the chick, and he roll up like, oh shit, and then he trying to give a hug or some shit, you need to acknowledge that dude first. Even if she fucking around and off in her feelings, you need to let this nigga know that you're not trying to creep. Shake a hand or something. I think if you go in for the hug or go in for the dap to the chick, you liable to get yourself knocked the fuck out. Because you acting like the nigga not there.
Eh.
All right, that sounds like some Willie D the cleanup man shit. What you talking about, man?
What you mean?
It sound like some old... That sound like some old light-skinned, snaky nigga shit. What you talking about, introduce yourself? Like, don't introduce yourself. You get introduced. Like... I don't know. I'm on the other side.
I mean, as long as it go down like this. Hey, what's going on, Q? Hey, what's up? And then see me. Hey, what's going on, man? My name is blah blah. As long as you do that shit, we cool.
I think we talking about two types of different introductions. I'm talking about the extra excited. I ain't seen you in years. If you wasn't there, they would be done ran up and hug type. Yo, this is my people from way back. I'm not talking about a real cordial. Oh, this is my coworker. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, okay. So like you talking like this?
An excited to see you type. I would normally hug you if my man wasn't here type shit.
Okay. Mm. That has happened to me. That has happened to me before. So right, and I'm gonna tell you how I handled the situation. It still bothers me. Me and my wife was in the gas station in her hometown now. So you know, I'm always out with her in her hometown. I'm scared her past might come back and haunt me. So you know what I'm saying? You know. So one day we at a store, some nigga like, oh, what's up? He gave her, you know, they come get a little, you know, I'm sitting here like, damn, you know, hug this nigga? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Yo, I mean, I was sitting there looking like, oh. And, you know, I mean, hey, it bothered me, so all right, it fucking bothered me. But, you know, I said back, you know, she said some, oh, that's, he go to the church or some bullshit like that. But I don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care how long it's been since you've seen the nigga. I'm not that cool, man. I don't know, man. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm insecure.
I don't think it's insecure. It's just how you. So let's put it in perspective.
I feel like everybody's out to get me, dog. That's how I feel like. You know, okay, I don't
now,
trust
now that might be insecure. But generally speaking, the queen, is she a huggy type person? Does she hug on people a lot?
She go to church a lot, so I'm say yes.
So she do. Does she have a lot of male friends?
No. Hell no.
All right, calm down. Ain't nobody trying to hug on this call.
I mean, look, she now her past, she might be, you know, like one of them girls that was cool with the dudes, and you know, but you know, I'm getting sick right now, man. All right,
so let's go ahead and bring that shit home. I'm a hugging dude. The first time I meet you and the queen, I roll up, I'm going to dap you up for show, and I go to hug the queen.
I'm cutting you, so all right, straight
see
up.
See what I'm saying, man?
Because I know, hey, look, all right, man. You the velvet teddy bear, man. It's not happening, man. And Blue, if you let all right hug you, you a fool too, man. I'm just going to be real with you, man. Hell no. Nah.
Mm-mm. That's cold-blooded, man.
My wife probably has some kind of special cologne on. Yeah, it's that number seven.
So I probably got the incense burning with the Nag Champa going on. So
I told you he got some body oil formulated just for him, made by some boho lady in fucking Nebraska, man.
That's cold-blooded, man. I'm about to get shaken by my dog.
Hey, I feel sorry right now because I am a hugger by nature. And I got to stop myself from that shit sometime, too. I'm like, oh, you know what? You probably not from Kentucky. You know, that's just me. That's something hospitality to me. But I don't know, man. It's different. I mean, coincidentally enough, I had a situation that scared the mess out of me that happened at Q's graduation. Now, that shit was stressful.
What happened?
I had a girl. So, you know, Q was impatient. And she don't really care about, you know, all the pomp and circumstance. We over here at her graduation trying to watch her cross the stage and everything and sit there through all the, you know, the ceremony and all the, you know, special tradition. She like, nah, we leaving. So we out there in the hall waiting for her, and I'm sitting with her mother. Her father's like 2 feet away. All of a sudden, this chick I know come up and like, oh, hey, Daryl, what's going on? I'm like, hey. Like, you know, think she's just going to walk past. She's trying to have a 5-minute conversation. I'm like, nigga, this is not the time.
Yeah, you introduce. Like, you're supposed to be like, oh, hey, I want you to meet, you know, my girl parents, you know. I would have to slide her off real quick. Like, hey, let her know what's going on. Like, hey.
Because her mom was looking at her like, who the hell is this bitch? I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, see, that's, like I said, I'm a hugger and I have a lot of female friends. So if I'm with my wife, you might get the hug, but you immediately get pushed right to the wife. This is my wife. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no funny business. Y'all talking, all that shit, if I happen to see you out. It's just how that shit goes. I think it's different for her because you kind of got to know who you with. Like, mm-hmm. if you dealing with somebody that knows a lot of people of the opposite sex, you can't be mad all the time. Otherwise, you'd be fucking trying to fight everybody.
Shit, my wife don't play the radio, man. We out. Like, she don't do that now. I'll be trying to, you know, introduce it to my coworkers and stuff. She don't play that. You know, so she be like, hey, it's whatever, but, you know.
So, wait, if you out with her and one of your coworkers see you, what's the protocol?
I might just acknowledge him, so you know it ain't no beef at work when I see him, you know. But it ain't all that, you know. Like, hey, you know, I'm just, you know, because I know my wife, she don't play them games, man. You know.
Wow. So she would get cut, or you would get cut.
I would get cut.
Damn.
Yeah, she would cut me. You know. Hey, but I had to do the just most politically correct answer. She was standing here right now when I said that shit.
Yeah, she's about to cut you for real, huh?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But she nah. Like, we out, like, you know, I was at IHOP the other day, seeing one of my coworkers. I was just like, oh, she's like, who are you waving at? I was like, oh, this girl I work with.
Oh, I see, you can't wave.
I mean, it was just like, the girl a lesbian, so, you know, and she wanted to, you know, she ain't no butchie, but she's a study. She's studly, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's
nothing. Don't wave.
Man, I did like a little salute, you know,
hey,
like
that's a t-shirt, dog. That's a t-shirt.
Oh, no, Jerm, he tried to set that up. I think he was trying to touch the queen.
Nah, man.
You can't be waving at chicks.
And then, like, it's another one at work. Like, every time she see me, she be like, hey, she all bubbly with it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, she ain't seen my wife with me one day, right? So she was just like, she said, and then my wife walked in, I was just like, God damn it, bitch. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why is you doing? So, yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
It's problems, man.
Yeah.
Q, if you out with Q, and I've seen you, you know, your social networks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? One of the people recognize you from the social networks. You know who it is. They know who you are. And they roll up. What's the protocol?
I'm be honest. I'm probably going to fuck that up. As hard as I try, I'm probably going to fuck it up. I've always been bad with that. Like, you know, my go-to... Because, see, GQ is actually an introvert. So I'm not trained for that shit. I'm just like, hey, how you doing? What's up? And I'll be like, hey.
How you introverted? You work with the people. You running for mayor.
I mean, this is ridiculous. He's just fucking our campaign all up.
What's going on right now, man?
God damn.
Hey, I mean, I've got.
We gotta go make some stops. Well, I don't feel like anything. I just want to win off merit.
Put it like this: GQ Blue now can handle that situation way better than GQ Blue 3 years ago.
Of course. I mean, Jern would have been like 12 years old 3 years ago. I know he would have fucked that up.
But now I would be like, hey, what's going on? And then as soon as that hey going on, hey, this is the girl, this is my girlfriend, this is Q, and this is so and so. That's how we rolling with that. And hopefully I ain't fucked that up.
Y'all still going with girlfriend, boyfriend?
I ain't put no ring on the finger. That ain't fiance yet.
All right, question.
Two masters, right. Huh?
Question. I got a question. How would you play this out, man? All right. I got a friend. Me and her been cool since I was probably like 15 or 16, right?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We real cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she was like, we were like them little BFFs. But, you know, time goes on. You know, we grow up. You know what I'm saying? We still, like, you know, it's cordial. Like, we still, you know, but she ain't never met my wife or kids or nothing like that. But, I mean, I just don't. And I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know, man. I'm weird like that. I like peace at home. And so, you know, I like peace of mind. I don't like no drama. So that's why I don't do certain things. And so, you know, she's like, she asked me one time, she's like, have you ever told your wife about this? And I was just like, the fuck? Why would I tell my wife about this? Like, why would I tell my wife about you? Like, ooh, I mean, what does that tell? Like, my own girl, like, what the fuck? So yeah. How do you do that?
Think in the days of social networking, there's no reason to bring up anybody unless there's a reason to bring their ass up. So I know several motherfuckers online that my wife don't know. Everybody knows that I'm married because the shit's on the goddamn show and I tweet shit and stuff like that. But other than that, if you're in a chat room, I don't just walk up, yeah, by the way, I'm married. I don't think all that shit is important. I think that's ridiculous. So for what you're saying, perfect example. One of the chicks on the social site that I used to be on, there was another message board that's closed and all this shit. We was cool for like a year and a half. And she came into the city and she was like, yo, I want to kick it. She came to the city. I was like, yo, such and such is coming down. Y'all will meet and we can go out. We can go out. The three of us. My wife met her. They was cool. We kicked it for part of the day. And then my wife was like, all right, y'all can go do whatever. That's how that shit should handle.
My God.
It's all right here. All right.
It's all right. Got a gator side. Gator don't play that.
I don't know. I don't think I could do that, man. I don't think I could pull out a chick from out of town.
Damn.
Hey, man. Hey, I respect. I respect.
Hey, that's a man. Hey.
Here we go. We're fucking it up. I know I should have told you niggas.
I'm tell y'all some real shit, man. This, you know, hey, my wife, she was just like, I was like, yeah, my wife was going to Chicago, you know, when it was a little late room, you know, she was trying to get a room all late. And I was just like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I know somebody in Chicago, you know, she seemed to be cool. You know, you might crash her crib. She was like, huh? So you expect me to stay at some girl house, you know? It's like,
I know it got ugly quick.
Hey, I mean, nah, it ain't like that.
I know that got ugly quick.
I mean, I was like, nah, you call and talk to her. You know, I was just like, look, man, I just know her. She seemed to be cool. And I asked her, you know what I'm saying? But she was just like, you know, it was crazy, man. Yeah, my wife, she's nuts. My wife nuts, man.
Young folks, that is definitely, if you in this situation, it's definitely a lot easier to introduce your girl, your wife, to the friend if that friend can benefit both of you.
Mm-hmm.
So when we moved to Maryland, same social networking site, one of my homegirls worked at
the hotel. Wait, you live in Maryland?
Yeah. I lived
in everywhere.
Yeah, man, I moved a little bit. So one of my homegirls was there. She worked in a hotel. So we got there. We need a hotel. Boom. This is such and such. Here's the hotel. We got the hookup. So it wasn't no beef. It wasn't an issue. So all the people that I know that I've met off of social networking, my wife met at the same time I did, face to face.
Okay.
So there's no issues. So I don't deal with that shit. As far as what you got going on, somebody that you've known for all this time, so your wife don't even know about her, period.
She might have seen her story, seen a picture or two, but not like, you know, yeah.
So, question. Do you take the phone call when your wife see you calling?
Man, see, that's a rough one. You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully, like, but see, she ain't called me in probably a year or two. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while since she called me, but, you know what I'm saying? When she did call, it was good. I don't know, man. I just... That's them make my heart beat fast right there when those situations happen like that. Like, cause I guess my number was on Facebook one day, whatever. Like it was attacked, you know.
Yeah.
And so somebody called me and I was just like, what the fuck, man? Like, can't you just be calling me out of the blue? I understand we ain't spoken in a while, but you know, like, You don't understand. Like, I can die from this situation right now. Like, somebody could kill me right now for this. And so, right. You know, yeah, yeah. Cause my wife crazy, man. I'm going to wreck it and say that. I got me a crazy girl. Crazy South Georgia woman. And, you know.
So, females, you don't talk on the phone with females around your wife?
Fuck no.
What about dudes? Outside of Be Easy.
I talk to most time I go to the garage most of the time, but if it's in front of her, yeah, I talk to her on the phone, you know what I'm saying? Cause she know most of my friends, you know what I'm saying? Like she know them, you know what I'm saying? So there ain't no thing, like, you know what I'm saying? But females, oh, man, I don't have female phone calls. Like only females call me, we the same, like we might have the same blood type. If you get my drift.
Yeah, exactly. I keep that shit real limited. Like, yeah. I got a block on my phone, period. I don't talk on the phone anyway. So my shit is off at like 7 o'clock. Don't fucking call me. certain people get through anyway. Y'all get through, you know what I'm saying? If it's a coworker or something that I know is working at night, and family members, they get through. But other than that, my phone's got a block on that bitch. Don't call me. And I don't talk on the phone around my wife, period. I feel like that's time to be my wife. So unless you family and it's an emergency, what the fuck are you calling for?
Okay.
So I just don't take phone calls.
No. Yeah. No one.
That's how you keep drama away, man. Like for what? Because somebody gonna feel like they got all kinds of access to you.
Yeah.
And so they just gonna be calling you. What you doing? I'm fucking sitting there with my wife. What the fuck you want? That's how that shit go, man. Hey, don't nobody want no problems.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's real talk.
GQ, what about you, man? I mean, you know, you running for mayor. I'm sure that you got the phone ringing.
I mean, that's honestly something that me and Q go through all the time. She always talk about you don't ever have time. I mean, real talk. It was two meetings yesterday. Today I took to the movies, but came home to do the show. Tomorrow I'm going. From the city council, I mean, hey, my life is busy.
So what do you do?
I try to make sure, look, you know I'm on the up and up. You know I ain't talking to nobody else. You see the calls. I try as best as possible. Now, the funny thing is, when we first got together, she was always on her phone, and I'd be like, hey, you know, cut that phone stuff out. It's just me and you. It's like, you know, 11 o'clock, but, you know, she from Houston. So like all my friends, they texted me whatever, whoop de whoop, and it's like 9 o'clock there. But I'm like, whatever. And then so as the relationship progressed, now you know people call my phone all time of the hour. At some point, I just had to cut that shit off. Like, hey, you gotta cut the social media off. You gotta give your loved ones that time because that's the main thing, man. Your girl want to feel like she got the most access to you. She want to know like she know everything first. If somebody else, I used to get in trouble for that. I put something on Facebook. I just think, oh man, this was cool. It happened. And then here she come. Why? Facebook got no first before I know first. I'd be like, damn. But that's the main thing, man. People want access to you now. You, especially your loved ones or whoever trying to be with you or be your main or whatever y'all calling them shit now. I mean, they want to know that they got the most access.
Hey, man, you don't get that time back. And motherfuckers will get on your phone and just run your ear to death. And it seems like, you know, from my experience, women make extra moves to be noticed when you're on the phone. So they could be sitting there quiet, taking a nap. You get on the phone, they got to wash clothes, wash the dishes, cook, turn on. Like, it's got to be extra noise to let them know that they in the house or some shit. They're like, for what? I'm talking to your father. Like, what are you doing? Sit down. So, yeah, I've been like that for ages. I don't talk on the phone around women. So, like, I definitely don't do that when I'm at the crib with the wife. But in general, I don't talk on the phone around women. I just don't bother. And that's just extra because I don't like talking on the phone. So all of that works in my advantage. I don't even like talking to y'all niggas.
Damn. I mean, well, you have called us movers before, so all right. So.
Did I say that? I had a different ghostwriter, man.
Man, we've been jigaboos, moon crickets.
That was Donald Sterling. That wasn't me. What do y'all think Be Easy would do in this situation? Be Easy would probably be Floyd, right? He would probably walk up to a chick with her man.
Be Easy probably be the one messing with the dude chick because, you know, he's not going to have a girlfriend. You know, that's not going to be his thing.
I don't think he would fuck another dude's chick, though. I think he would just see her and be like somebody he used to mess with. And we'll probably say what's up.
I think he'll fuck somebody's chick. I can say with a full good conscience and say yes, he would. I'm gonna tell you, he'll fuck somebody's chick and then comfort the nigga. Let me tell you, this dude, man. This dude was like, man, my girl cheating on me. Come to be easy, something, man. My girl cheating on me. She cheating on me, man. And so he getting all upset and arguing with the girl at work, and he laying on the ground behind the girl car, won't let her move. And ow. You know what I'm saying? So be easy, like, come on, man, get up, man. Don't do this to yourself, man. Come on. And the whole while, be easy as a nigga fucking the girl, man. I'm just like, this nigga right here is horrible, man. I said, he's comforting the nigga, like, getting. I was like, this nigga, I said, you're the reason for his pain. And he said, that's why I couldn't let him go out like that, man. I was just like, man, this nigga, man. Yeah, so.
Well, see, I would have thought be easy would have been a type to been like, oh, that's your girl? Well, I got three more at the Waffle House chilling, waiting for me. So have her, and I'm going with the other one.
Y'all not going to besmirch the name of be easy, the captain of the ship. I refuse to believe he'd be that kind of dude.
Mm. Oh, he's the kind of dude to join Wet White Club, One White Charlie. Oh,
come on, John.
If you don't know what One White Charlie is, people, it's Dollar Shave Club. Okay, Dollar Shave Club has like a little subsidiary that does wet wipes. So they will bring you wet wipes every month. You just pay $4 a month, and they send you wet wipes. They got different kinds, some with peppermint scented. And all this shit, you know, how do I know this? Because Be Easy is a member of this club, One Wipe Charlie. He gets wet wipes sent to his house. Now, I don't understand it. You know, I can go to the store and buy my wet wipes. I don't think I need to join a club that sends me wet wipes that's scented every month. Like, you know, I don't know why a grown man, you know, TMI, no homo, why a grown man ass want to smell like peppermint. But hey, that's not my business.
I think that's where we end the show. Yeah. I think that's where we end the show, because it's probably over now.
It's over.
You just slandered. Our checks already got docked. We already lost our Thought premium package. And now you're going to put them
out. So he know Be Easy knows GQ Blue formed a union. So we got a union now, baby. And we good.
Ain't just dry.
Yeah.
Shit. Jerv, you got any winners and losers this week, bro?
My losers this week is going to be 50 Cent because the pitch he threw at the Mets game yesterday was horrible. Then his excuse was even worse. I'm a hustler, not a ball player. Look, man, you got to throw the ball better. That's ridiculous. I mean, that is horrible. My winner this week, I'm going to say humanity for reasons that I name later. But go ahead.
All right, GQ.
My winners this week. I'm a winner, but I'm gonna save it for next week. I'll let y'all know what it is. It's kind of big. So y'all see that next week. Pause.
Definitely pause.
X Men fans are winners, because we're gonna get to the apocalypse in the next X Men film. So we winners for that shit.
He's saying, who is Apocalypse? Who is Apocalypse? You got to let the people know who Apocalypse is.
Well, Apocalypse is one of the greatest mutant villains of all time in X-Men lore. He is one of the oldest mutants of all time. He was back there in the ancient times. He even had a clique called the Four Horsemen, which goes back to Christian ideology with the Four Horses of Death in Revelations. So he's bad. He's blue. Well, he's gray with blue lips. He's like gray and blue.
Yeah, he's black.
Yeah, basically. He's Unsullied. speaking of Jerm, who you got this week? You got Mountain or you got Oberyn in the fight?
I'm gonna go with the Mountain.
Okay. Okay. Me too. You think is it gonna be a good fight?
I think something's going to happen where I think Tyrion's going to live. Somehow Tyrion's going to make it out alive, even though his champion's going to die. Mm. Well, matter of fact, I think the champion might. I don't know, man. I'm going to get Prince. I'm going to go with Oberyn, man. That's my final pick, man. Final answer.
All right. I'm going with you, what you just said. I'm going with the Mountain, but Tyrion's going to make it. But I don't got to lose. We're going to keep it positive. And my shout-out, I'll explain it. We'll do the shout-outs.
Winners and losers. I got to say, winner this week is probably Oklahoma City Thunder. Way to come back from those two ass whoopings you got and have two really good games, I'm impressed.
They was at home, though.
They lost by like 50 points in those two games.
You're right.
I can't believe Serge Ibaka makes that whole matchup so much different.
It's scripted, man. Uh-huh. Didn't you see the post on my Facebook? All this shit is scripted now.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so losers is the damn Pacers. And by the way, the score is 33-28 Heat right now.
Yeah, we definitely need to get this shit over with so we can watch the goddamn game.
Y'all knew what happened last year, why y'all lost. Y'all was a better team last year, but y'all have George Hill is like the worst point guard I've ever seen in my life.
George Hill's getting all kind of slander this week.
He getting destroyed this week, man.
He's not. I'm just saying, like, this team is so flawed, and it's like y'all make 7 turnovers in a row. The ball movement is horrible. I watch this team and just like, wow, this is bad. And Lance Stephenson, your dumbass for making LeBron mad, talking about him in his head. Yeah, you look real stupid. So the Pacers are my losers.
Born ready. I said, who is that? They said, that's Lance Stephenson. I said, that's his nickname? I was like, did he give himself this nickname? I said, well, I don't respect that. Like, these niggas just, you can't give yourself a nickname. And your nickname can't be born ready. Like, what the fuck? That doesn't make
sense. That's worse than the servant.
Yeah. Like, born ready? Come on.
And Kornheiser was calling out Hill, too, didn't he? He's like, you guys think he's a star? I don't see it. I was like, God damn, TK calling you out. That's rough, man. Losers this week, I think it's got to be Stephen A. Smith, man. Like, you had your stance. I give you respect for having your stance and sticking to it when everybody's calling you Uncle Tom, which I don't condone. But, dude, you sounded real stupid going up against Michael Eric Dyson. Like, I feel like you got slayed and you didn't even know what the fuck was going on. You didn't even know you was in that fight. And your point is you kept trying to make a point, and he just kept dismissing it. Like, dude, you're missing the point. No, you don't see what I'm saying. Like, nah, you just fucking wrong. So, you my loser this week, bro. You know, no disrespect, but you the loser this week, bro. Shout-outs, Journal.
Hey, shout-out, man. The reason why I said Humanity was a winner this week, Humanity's a winner because we were blessed to have Ms. Maya Angelou, Dr. Maya Angelou, on this world for 86 years, and she enlightened a lot of people. I actually got to see her speak back in, like, 95, I think it was. She came to the school and spoke. So, you know what I'm saying? She was real cool, and, you know, and she did a lot of good things for the women. I read a couple of books, you know, not all her. I'm not going to sit here in front like I was a big fan of all her books. I mean, of her, you know, I can't quote too many things, but I did read a lot. And so I just want to give her my shout out. And you know, and hopefully, you know, people, I've seen a lot of positive vibes on Facebook and Instagram and today. And I hope that, you know, it carries on over into to their everyday life, and they don't just sit there and just, you know, be on the hype machine, you know, the hype beast when somebody died. They get all, you know, hopefully some of these women say, hey, somebody, you know, they look at these quotes that they put on and, you know, actually live by it. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, take heed to it and you know what I'm saying? You know, dig deeper into what she's saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I've seen a lot of chicks that was like showing your ass 8, 10, 12 hours ago, and then now you're putting up quotes, and I'm just like, I was like, really? Really? I mean, you know, like, why, you know, man, so, yeah. So, you know, rest in paradise, ma'am, you know, shout out, you know, we lost a great person today, man. And so, you know, times people start stepping up, man. We need, you know, torch has been passed, all our leaders are dying, you know, people, we need to step up, and it ain't got to be a rich person to do it, you know what I'm saying? You could be poor, step up and help, you know what I'm saying, help somebody, you know what I'm saying, because, hey, man, it just takes time, effort, stuff like that, you know, you don't have to be rich to pass on a gem to the younger generation, so everybody can do their part, man. I'm done, man. I'm out.
That was, like, the best shout-out from Germ ever, so I'm not even going to mess it up. Everything Germ said, GQ.
Definitely RIP to Dr. Angelou. Definitely go read Why the Caged Bird Sings. You also find out some good stuff. I didn't even know until recently until I read a book about Malcolm X. I didn't know that they had such a tight-knit relationship. We lost a legend. We lost a lion. Dr. Ricky Jones would say, you know, we're losing lions out here. Who's going to step up?
I also want to give a shout out to social media on a national scale and a local scale. If you haven't been following the Bring Back Our Girls hashtag, a lot of people said it was stupid about the 233 girls that were kidnapped in Nigeria. But now it seems like there's been military action taking place. There's some movement on it. So the power of social media for, in that regard on a national scale. And on a local scale, last week, there was an 11-year-old boy. His name was Khalil Harrison. He went missing. I put it out on social media. A few other people did. A whole bunch of people did. And he got found the next day. So I was really happy to see that, you know, people came together and cared enough to, you know, take some time to put up a picture of the guy that was missing. And he came back and got reunited with his family. So that was really powerful to see. So social media, man, it does have some power if you use it correctly. You can do more than just show your ass on it, like Jerem said. Shout out to Q, shout out to the mob, and to the Fro family, and I'm out.
That's pretty much it, man. Like I said, the gentleman said some positive stuff this week. I'm not going to mess it up. We're just going to wrap the show. This is episode 114 of the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting in with King Jerem, GQ Blue. We will holler at y'all next time on NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Good shit. Y'all niggas came all positive at the end of shit. I almost cried.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.